Blog Talk Radio.
Leaving that same
somebody out there saying I need God in my house.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Elliott. We have an exciting topic to bring to you today. So I hope you already have your paper and pencil. If not, you can always go back to the archives and listen to it. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you that you made it possible, dear Heavenly Father. It was nothing that I did or said, dear Heavenly Father, that brought this about, dear Heavenly Father. I give you the praise today. I give you the glory. Bless every caller that will call in today, every listener that will be listening in today, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that the Holy Ghost say through me, dear Heavenly Father, will stir them in the right direction and bring them closer to thy bleeding side. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today I'm supposed to have some guests come on, but just in case they don't, I did put the show for 45 minutes today. So if you know anybody would like to listen to the broadcast today, this is the number to have them call in, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And thank you again for all those that's tuning in by way of your computer, your cell phone, or whatever you may means you have you're listening on. I thank you for coming on. Well, today our topic is, what traditions keep you from living fully in a relationship with God? You know, the Bible and traditional both teach that convictions are not to be based upon human wisdom, but upon the power of God and His Spirit, which He gives to those who obey Him. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed without corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men. You're going to find out some things today. And on our tag we're using today, some of our tag words today are tradition, relationship, and scripture. And we got enough time today. I put it for 45 minutes today. So anyone that would like to say something today on this broadcast, all you have to do is hit one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. Well, when we start talking about traditional, first let's break it down. You know, we have family traditions or strong binding times, certain activities such as place certain togetherness, repeated, periodically made for strong family binding. You know, we have tradition as Christmas, birthday celebration done a certain way, family dinners with certain customs, and the repetition of family outing. These all bring a strong solidarity to family life. It is important to create tradition of spiritual significance as well. You know, these times help us remember all that God has done for us, so that we can continue to be faithful to Him in the future. And I know you're saying, well, tradition, I just want you to think about it. Some of you all been stuck in tradition so long, you don't even know how to break yourself from tradition. Some of the traditions, you know, are different things I was talking about earlier. You know, God endorses tradition, especially those that have spiritual significance. Tradition promotes togetherness and help us remember that all God has done for us. You know, the greatest inheritance you can provide for succeeding generation is a tradition that reminds them frequently of God's blessing and warnings. You know, I went over to Joel 1 and 3, and it said, tell your children about it in the years to come. Pass the awful story down from generation to generation. You know, you've been in family where they go when you meet for family reunions and big gathering. They go back, way back into the family and tell you what the tradition was up until now. But you know, Joel tells of a horrible plague of locusts in the Bible that had come to destroy the land. I'm coming from the word now. You know, it is a sign of coming judgment at the hands of the Assyrian and the Chaldeans. Joel tells his people to pass this awful story down from generation to generation, a tradition of sort to remind them to obey God and thus avoid his judgment. You know, when you think about that, here God had done wonderful things for the Jewish people through Esther. Things so wonderful that they must not be forgotten for generations to come. Make it in an annual tradition to share past blessing. You know, there are dangers to look out for regarding traditions, whether you know it or not. Worldly traditions may look charming or interesting, but be careful. In accepting the traditions, you may also be accepting ungodly thoughts and practice. You know, religious leaders complained that Jesus' disciple was not keeping one of their traditions. You find that in the Word of God in Matthew 15 and 2. They were so locked in to the tradition that they had lost the spiritual meaning and therefore criticized Jesus and his followers. You know, when we allow our tradition to take our focus off Christ, we may be in danger of staying away from him. I want to tell you today, don't allow tradition or rituals to take your focus off of Christ. You know, too many times we want to do things what our foreparents done generation and generations ago. Some traditions you may bring over, but just think about it. Some people value traditions highly. Others are more non-traditional. You know, some people do not want traditionals to change, and you'll find that in the churches today. They prefer to do things the same old method or tried and true. Some churches defend their practice on the ground that we have already done it that way. Other people have little respect for tradition. Some openly oppose traditional practice as, you've heard it, old-fashioned, out of date. They want things to be new, different, and progressive. They may reject the practice saying that's just a tradition. Some members of the church become so opposed to tradition that they demand change simply for the sake of change. You know, tradition is, we're going to put on a program where everyone coming with red and black, all white, purple, green, tradition. God didn't say that nowhere in his scripture, that we have to come once a year dressed up in purple or dressed up in black for a particular program. That's something man started. That wasn't something God started. And you know, when you think about what is tradition, should we follow tradition as authority for our religious practice? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me. You know, one of our main purposes would be to show that tradition is essential, just another term for authority. When we understand the Bible principle of an authority, we will see that the same principles are true of tradition. When we understand the Bible teaching about tradition, we will see that the same things are true of all Bible authority. You know, when you look at it, consider the Bible teaching about tradition, divine authority, or revered from God and requires our respect. Just think about that. When you're talking about tradition, you know, so many people, that plant has been there 10 years and I'm not fixing to move it. That's a tradition. Why can't that plant be moved? I'm just giving you some examples on how people go with traditions. God is our spiritual Lord and Master. He rules over the universe. You know, I went to 1 Chronicles. I don't want to tell you nothing on this broadcast without giving you scriptures. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12 say, everything in heaven and earth belong to God. He reigns over all because he made it all. It belonged to him. He has the right to expect all his creatures to obey his commandment. When you think about that, the authority, Lord means a person who has authority over others, a master, chief, or ruler. God is Lord of heaven and earth. Only God possesses the ultimate authorities in the universe. God's authority today is exercised through his son. We're still talking about tradition. You know, tradition in the Bible does not mean exactly what many people think. Tradition is currently defining the handing down of statements, belief from generations to generation. It especially referred to teaching handed down from generation to generation. A lot of us came up with tradition. And if you didn't, you done told a lie. We all had come down until we really went to studying the Word of God to see, wondering why our foreparents did it this way. And we listening to man's tradition, but God is telling us in our spiritual mind, not the carnal mind, in the spiritual, in the supernatural, this is the way I want you to do it. You know, tradition in the Bible means a giving over which is done by the word of mouth or in writing, by instruction, narration, precept on precept. So, tradition is simply teaching that has been delivered. You know, when I looked in 1 Corinthians 11:1-2, I'm going to tell you about divine tradition. Imitate me, just I also imitate Christ. How many times have you seen that in the church? People imitated somebody else. God didn't give them that, but they're doing it because they seen so-and-so do it, but they don't know why so-and-so is doing it. Is it a tradition or something that they have picked up that they want to keep it going? You know, when you keep that tradition, as I believe them too, you'll notice tradition are being taught that have been delivered. Here Paul praises them for keeping tradition. But he sure followed teaching only so far as it come from Christ. Christ would tell you to do a thing, but you will put down what God done told you to pick up what man tell you to do. That means you are doing spiritual and tradition of God versus tradition of men over scripture. Now, if it's not in the scripture, you don't find it nowhere in the scripture, why are you doing it? Just think about that. You have to sit right here at the corner of this pew all the time. I'm using different examples. It's a tradition. That don't mean God is not still going to minister to you if you're sitting in the center of that pew, or nobody can sit on that pew because your mom and daddy paid for that pew when they was living. That's a tradition. If you paid for a pew at the church, anyone come in could sit on that pew. But so many people have so many doctrines, carnal, in their mind that they cannot break from tradition. When you think about it, over in 2 Thessalonians 2:5, it says, stand fast and hold the tradition you were taught, whether by words or epistle. Tradition should be held, not rejected. Should this refer to the gospel? When the inspired men was alive, this tradition was taught by words or effort, oral or in writing. But the inspired men recorded all truth in the scripture, then passed away. So divine tradition today is found only in scripture. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 3:16, verse 17, John the 16th chapter, the 13th verse, also in 1 Peter 1:3. You turn on over, go to Jude 3:1. Even in 2 Thessalonians 3:6, they say, we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would draw from every brother who walked disorderly and not according to the traditions which he received from us. You know, tradition is so important that those who do not follow it are walking disorderly and should be withdrawn from. But again, this referred to the tradition revealed from God. You know, divine tradition is the teaching delivered by inspired men. You know, I praise you that you keep the condition just as I delivered them to you. Even with the Lord's Supper, that have gotten to be a tradition. Some people only do it on the first Sunday. Some do it the second Sunday, third Sunday, fourth Sunday. But what did the Word say? Read the Word. I receive from the Lord that which also I deliver to you, that the Lord's Supper is a tradition delivered to us by inspired men as they received it from the Lord. But he's also telling you in the scripture, for as often as you think of him, that don't mean you only thanking him and giving him praise on the first Sunday or the fifth Sunday of the year or the month. That means if God have done something for you every day, that means you ought to be praising him. If you want to take the Lord's Supper 7 days a week, when he woke you up, that's a remember, oh, God did this for me today. But we so stuck in a lot of things in the churches and traditions. We can't do this here because our folk parents done it this way. But we see tradition. You have a church of nothing but senior citizens. You don't have any children in your church. But you're going from tradition. You want the church to stay alive. You want to bring people into the church. You don't want the church to be dead. When people come in, they fall asleep. The sermons is bland. God wants you to go from the scriptures. Hallelujah. We have somebody who would like to speak right now. I'm just going to bring my caller on from area code 281. Just 1 minute, caller. I'm just going to bring you on. Hallelujah. Let me see. For some reason, having a problem putting it in. Let me see what's going on. Okay, caller, are you on?
Yes, I'm on, Pastor Overseer. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so much for coming on. Would you like to share with the listening audience today on what traditions keep you from living fully in a relationship with God?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to expound on it if I may.
Oh, yes, help. Go right ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to introduce myself as Pastor Stephanie Hill of Diamonds in the Rough Ministries of Houston, Texas. I was listening to all of the scriptures and all of the things that you were sharing with the people of God, and I just began to ponder on it. I began to say, you know, it goes back to us going back to the scripture of us being born again and being filled with the Holy Spirit. And over in Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to eat. I will come into him and eat with him and with him, and he will dwell with us. So, and then when you go over to John 14:26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And my purpose for sharing those scriptures is that Sometimes as we grow up, like, you know, we might grow up Baptist, or we might grow up, not just talking about denominations, or we might grow up, you know, Catholic or whatever your denomination is. And so that, and so in our families, we've been raised with a certain tradition, certain background, certain beliefs, which everyone has, you know, are entitled to their, you know, beliefs and what they believe to be, you know, true to them. But it got, I go back to the scripture where he says that we must be born again. And when we're born again and we be filled with the Holy Spirit, we develop a relationship with him. So if we develop a relationship with him, then we're spiritly and we're geared from the tradition, and we have to go up and seek him and build that relationship with him, and he will guide us into all the truth. And so then I go to thinking about, I begin to say, okay, God, even sometimes when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and God will speak to you and tell you to do something, and you'd be like, oh, but then this is the tradition, and some people are stuck with the tradition. But then when you go, when you begin to think about it, okay, it's about the obedience. So it's deeper than that. It's deeper than, okay, I have a relationship with God, and God speaks to me and say, do this. But then this is the way I was raised to do this by tradition. This is what my family did. This is what our forefathers done. But then, but God is our Father. And so when we begin to obey him, because the Holy Spirit will speak to you, the Holy Spirit will teach you, he will guide you, and he will lead you into all truth. And so that's when you begin to think about, okay, God, but this is the way God said. This is what his words say. So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, we also have to be obedient and veer from those traditions, you know, and break down the walls of tradition and religion and religious, and become and have a relationship with him. And so when you have that relationship with God, it doesn't matter about the tradition, because the obedience is like, God, I want to please you in everything that I do. And all that I do, God, I want to make sure that I'm pleasing you. And so that's my theory of relationship versus tradition. Because, yes, you know, you could be raised a certain way, and because your parents did it and their parents did it and their parents did it, and then you, when you form your own relationship with God and get to know him as your personal Savior, and you build that rapport with him, and you build, you labor with him, and you seek his face, and, you know, and seek and want to be in his presence, he's going to speak to you and lead you into all truth. And that breaks down the walls of tradition. It breaks down the walls of religion and paganism and different forms of beliefs. And he'll lead us into all truth, you know, because he wants us to know the truth. And if we deal with his spirit, he's going to guide us. And so some people are bound by tradition. They know the right thing to do, but they're bound by tradition. But I say to all the calls and to all the people that if you have any type of relationship with the Lord and God, and you're in tradition and you practice in tradition, you know in your spirit that God is calling you to something greater, and he's speaking to your heart, and he's saying that, this is what I want you to do. Just obey the voice of God. Break down the walls of tradition, because the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. And he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. So just obey the Holy Spirit, and he will guide you and lead you into all truth. And it'll break down the barriers and the walls of tradition. And that's what I wanted to show you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Stephanie. From Diamond in the Rough, I really appreciate that, and I hope others was listening to that, because that is so true.
Yes.
And as I was, you know, listening to you, a lot of them are saying about a relationship, yeah, because you got to have a relationship with God, and you got to say, well, what do it mean to have a personal relationship with God? Well, you know, I'm glad some of my callers asked, because having a personal relationship with God begins the moment we realize our need for him and admit we are sinners, and in faith receive Jesus Christ as Savior. God, our Heavenly Father, has always desired to be close to us, to have a relationship with us. even before Adam's sin in the Garden of Eden, what we'll find in Genesis chapter 3, both he and Eve knew God on an intimate and a personal level. They walked with him in the garden and talked directly to him. Due to the sin of man, we became separated and disconnected from God. You know, and when many people do not know and realize or care about it, is that Jesus gave us the most amazing gift and the opportunity to spend eternity with God if we trust in him. And the word of God say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And they'll find that in Romans 6:23. You know, also having a personal relationship with God means we should include God in our daily lives. We should pray to him, read his word, and meditate on verses in an effort to get to know him better. We should pray for wisdom. And for those that may have their Bibles, they'll find it in James 1:5, which is the most valuable asset we could ever have. We should take our request to him and ask in Jesus' name in John 15:16. You know, Jesus is the one who loves us enough to give his life for us. And he is the one who bridges the gap between us and God. And today we are talking about what tradition will keep you from living fully in a relationship with God. And, you know, as I was going through that for today's topic, you know, I came up with a lot of things that I would, you know, say what I write down or say. But when you talk about that relationship, once you, as you were saying, Pastor Stephanie, when you have that relationship with God and obeying God and listen to God's word on what he's saying, that would break a lot of barriers on that tradition, because you are listening to what God say. You know, we as a people have heard and done so much with other people's saying. But when do we stop and take stock and say, Jesus said this here? In 2018, overseers say to say, if it don't apply, let it fly. That means what, if it's not in the word, if the word is not pricking me with it, I'm letting it fly. I'm got to go to the word, because I got to have that relationship with him. See, he ain't going to walk off and leave me. But all these other folks I'm thriving to, I'm grabbing to, they'll walk off and leave me in a minute with a blinking of an eye. But Jesus is still standing there. I done walked away from him, following tradition, running here, running there, following tradition. But when I follow God and do what God said do, I'm gonna be one of his followers. I'm gonna be a foot soldier. I'm gonna have my full armor of God on, because I'm listening to what he's saying, and I'm got a true relationship with him. I'm not just out here talking out the side of my neck. And when I say him, just like everyone that's been on the broadcast, I'm bringing you scriptures, what the scriptures say. I ain't saying what brother so-and-so say, what sister so-and-so said. No, I'm bringing you scriptures so you can go back and read them for yourself. Hallelujah. Pastor Stephanie, is there something else you would like to say? Because I put us on here for a good while today, because I didn't know how many people would come on with this topic today, because we have so many people. It's still stuff in tradition.
I just want to tell the people of God that, you know, just follow God, just chase after him and seek his face, and, you know, and just, you know, because at the end of the day, it's about pleasing him. You know, he say, choose ye this day whom ye may serve, and we can serve people and serve God too. See, we got It's only one God. And if we develop that relationship with him, my God, then we won't just love him, but we'll fall in love with him. And when you fall in love with him, then you're going to obey him. And then it's not going to matter about traditions. It's not going to matter about what daddy, what mama, what our forefathers done. Because if you be the one to stand up and say, no, this is what God is saying to do, then you can lead others that are stuck in tradition in your families. You could be the one voice that can speak to the rest of your family and break those balls and break those chains, those ancient chains of tradition off your family. You can be the one to stand and say, this is what God is saying. And I heard the voice of God because I've developed a relationship with him. And when he say, this is what he said, because he was not, about tradition. He that was not his plan. His plan was that we follow him, not follow man, not follow them, but follow him, because he is the one. He said, and then God is so awesome. He's so omnipotent that he loved us so much that he found a way to come down here and save us. He saved us. He died upon the cross so that we may have everlasting life. And he's so bad all by himself, he said, I'm a die on the cross that you may have life and have it more abundantly, because I want to give you a chance at this eternal life that I'm yet going to live for all infinity, for all eternity. See, he stepped out of eternity into time to die for us that we may have a chance. That's a God. Come on, he's so bad. He said, I'll step out of living forever. I'll step out of infinity. I'll step out of eternity and step into time, die for you that you may have eternity. Eternal life, and then I'll step back into eternity. So that's the God we serve, that he done that for us, and that if we just follow him and build a relationship with him, I promise you, you'll break down the walls of tradition, you'll get your family set free from the walls of tradition, and everybody will be following him and not following them. That's what God wants.
That's
what he wants for us. He died, and he's just so bad all by himself. He said, even when I die and I go back into eternity, I'm going to leave my spirit. I'm going to leave you. I'm not just going to leave you by yourself. I'm going to leave you my spirit that will dwell with you. My spirit will eat with you. My spirit will walk with you. My spirit will talk with you. I'm still there with you in spirit. That you may not never be left. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the reason why he said that, because he said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. I'm going to comfort you. And I'm going to be the one that's going to be there when people say, do it this way. And he said, no, I want you to do it this way. I'm going to be the one to comfort you when people rise up against you because you didn't follow tradition. When you feel like, God, I'll pass them by myself, God, because I choose to break tradition. I choose to walk with you, and I feel like I'm all by myself. He said, but I'm there with you. I'm going to comfort you with this. But follow me, and don't follow them. Because I'm a God that he breaks up tradition. He's just that bad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, thank you so much. You know, when you talk about the relationship, and that's one of my tag words today, relationship, scripture, and tradition. And, you know, the Holy Spirit had been given to us our counselor. You know, if you love me, you will obey what I commanded, which you were saying earlier. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter or a counselor to be with you forever. You know, the spirit of truth, the word cannot accept it.
Yes.
Because you neither see him nor know him, but you know him. For he lives with you and will be in you. And you'll find that in John, the 14th chapter, 15 and the 17th verse. But Jesus said this before he died. And after he died, the Holy Spirit became available to all who earnestly seek to receive him. He is the one who lives in the heart of believers and never leaves. He counsels us. Teaches us truth, changes our heart. Without his divine Holy Spirit, we would not have the ability to fight against the evil and the temptation. But since we do have him, we begin to produce the fruit that come from allowing the Spirit to control us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. They'll be able to find that in Galatians, the 5th chapter, 22 to 23. You know, when you're talking about that relationship with God, this personal relationship with God is not as hard to find as we might think. And there is no mystery. There's no mystery formally for getting it. As soon as we become children of God, we receive the Holy Spirit. We will begin to work on our heart. We should pray without ceasing. Read the Bible. Join a Bible-believing church. You know, all these things will help us to grow spiritually, trusting in God to get us through each day and believing that He is our sustainer in the way to have a relationship with Him. You know, although we may not see changes immediately, we will begin to see things over time, and all the truth will become clear. You may went to bed the night and thought he was a Santa Claus the next morning, but just keep getting up saying good morning. Keep doing what he's saying, and you're going to find yourself, well, you know, I don't do that what I used to do no more. I just realized I'm not running over here where I used to run all the time. God is ordering my footsteps. I'm not saying the things I used to say all the time that was wrong, and I had to put my own foot in this alligator because I had my mouth just running too much instead of listening to what God was saying. You know, I mean, it is just so much in this of traditions of God. And when I thought of that topic for today's broadcast, I said, my, how many of us have been in tradition where we just done walked away from God, put him on the back burner? We going with traditional faith. But what are we doing with God's faith? And it's a difference. When you start doing what God say, I mean, those things will start moving from around you, all that tradition. And then when we go to the scripture, you know, even in Proverbs 30 and 5, every word of God is pure. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him.
Amen.
And thou not unto his word. Yes. You know, it's all right to add tradition to God's word, but the tradition of Christ and the apostles are things that would be recorded in scripture, would they not?
Yes.
You know, would the four different gospel written fail to make a mention of such things beyond what is faithfully written? Here, Paul, Peter, James, and Jude, all fail to mention things added to the word of God. So can this assessment have any validation? You know, what principle would have these men learn on the subject, having only the Old Testament scroll to discern things by? You know, we got to bind up the testimony, seal the law among ourselves as disciples. You know, in Isaiah 8 and 16, it said, and I will wait upon the Lord that hid his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders. In Israel from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. You see what I just say, signs and wonders? People feel it's nowadays we shouldn't have prophets, tradition. They feel that we shouldn't have events. We shouldn't have women pastors. God didn't say that in his word. He said in Joel that he could use anything. He could use a donkey and everything. You know he can use us. That's tradition. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
You know, but that didn't mean, you know, we couldn't be used. And I thank God for this topic today. Pastor Stephanie, I'm thanking you for God, all those that came on today, and thank you
Lord,
for coming on, sharing what God has given you on this topic today.
And I
hope others will go to the archives later and listen to the scriptures and the things that we talked about on what tradition keep you from living fully in a relationship with God. And I also talked about the Bible and tradition both teach conviction are not to be based upon human, but the power of God and his spirit. I mean, you know, God is just, he's just so good. Oh, my. And when you think about it, I know a lot of people right now, they're going to start searching themselves. Not me. They're going to start searching themselves and say, wait a minute. I've been bound up for 10 years in this tradition of this the way it's got to be. It's got to be the second Sunday of each year. Oh, I got to have the same pastor every Sunday.
No, no, no.
That's tradition. God might be telling you to get so-and-so to come, but you don't want to break and hurt the people being for tradition you've been doing for 10 years. God
my
got a word. He want to get through right now to through somebody, from somebody, to somebody. But you so stuck in tradition that you just off the chain. But I give God the praise today for this broadcast, and I hope you all will come on at your leisure as you can. I'm going to try to stay on as long as I can on Wednesday. And anybody that's listening to me would like to come on with the topic, just get with me. And I'd love to have you on as my guest. And as God bring us forth in 2018, we're going to be adding different things to this show. And it's going to be going a little bit longer. And for those that's listening in, we're going to have an exciting topic for next week. It's going to be understanding dimension and how to apply it. People don't know about dimension and levels. God take you to levels and dimension in the spirit. And we're going to talk about that next week.
My God.
On the dimension and the levels.
My God.
Each realm and the dimension stands for.
Yes, come on.
You can go as high as you want to go in the spiritual realm. You don't have to stay in tradition.
Come on now. My God.
You got to break tradition and go away. God wants to have you up here.
Come on.
At a number 7 or number 8. But your mind is so stuck in tradition, you still on number 1.
My God. My God. My God.
Oh. Yes. Hallelujah.
Round zero.
I'm just getting excited already over on this thing.
Yes.
But that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Oh, my God.
Pastor Stephanie, if you can, please come on. Tell others about the program. Next week, about the level of spiritual dimension and your spiritual level. Because when somebody asks you, what spiritual level you on, they're looking at you all upside your head. Because they've been in tradition, so they didn't try to get further.
Yeah.
And if anyone would like to say something before we get ready to close off our broadcast today, please push 1 on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you. I thank everyone that came on from area code 281-713-832 today. I hope you got something out of the topic today. And I hope you search yourself and let God be the number one person in your life, relationship with him, not just tradition.
Amen.
And be able to go to the scriptures. When you hear something, don't open that alligator all the time. You out, go home. Search that scripture for yourself and meditate on and see what God is telling you about that scripture or that situation.
My God.
Okay. Well, Pastor Stephanie, since you was my guest today, would you like to close us off in prayer today?
Yes, amen. I'd be glad to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we just want to thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the woman of God, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God, and her obedience, God, to speak to your people, God, that you would continue to bless her and bless her ministry, God. Bless the Blog Talk Radio, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, under the sound of our voice, God, that heard the word and that will obey you, oh God. And know, Lord God, is the obedience is better than sacrifice, God. And God, help them, God, to break the walls of tradition, God. Tear down the walls of tradition like the walls of Jericho fell down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to bless the broadcast. Continue to bless Overseer Sadie in her endeavor and what she do, because, God, she pant and hunger and thirst after you, oh God. And, God, I thank you right now, God, for every listener on the line, Father, that you're going to use them in a mighty way, God. And even after today, Lord God, that they will no longer be the same, but they will be changed. And, God, we say thank you. Oh, Father, until we meet again, Lord God, let your spirit rule and reign and abide on the inside of us. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, and thank you all again for coming on Joy and Peace Outreach today. Stay tuned again next week at 10 o'clock. We'll be coming with another exciting topic on understanding the dimension and the level that you are at and how you can exceed up higher. And until next week, Have a blessed day, a wonderful week in the Lord. Love each one of you all. My little saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.